Half a bitter for the vicar, he's here to save your soul. He's looking fat and jovial, though he's nearly on the dole. And Riley cooks his dinner, she keeps him washed and fed. She doesn't need much prompting to jump into his bed. And they all think they're so grand. Yes, they all think they're so grand. Yes, they all think they're so grand. But they're not. Oh, no, they're not. Dr. Watson drinks hard whiskies. He's nearly always high. He supplements his income, aborting on the sly. Mrs. Thompson is an angel in the WVS. Her meals on wheels are very cheap and she cooks the books for less. And they all think they're so grand. Yes, they all think they're so grand. Yes, they all think they're so grand. But they're not. Oh, no, they're not. Sammy Cohen is the bookie sitting over there, drinking three-star brandies. He doesn't seem to care. No one wants to know him. They say he's been inside. They say his dear old mother committed suicide. And they all think they're so grand. Yes, they all think they're so grand. Yes, they all think they're so grand. But they're not. Oh, no, they're not. Dr. Watson charged Anne Riley a 50-guinea fee for Mr. Thompson's peace of mind, as far as I can see. Mrs. Thompson envies Annie cooking for the preacher, and everyone thinks Sam is a quite disgusting creature. But if the truth was known, it would shake all their foundations. It seems the preacher lives on Sam's anonymous donations. And they all think they're so grand. Yes, they all think they're so grand. Yes, they all think they're so grand. But they're not. Oh, no, they're not. But they're not.